Hey, it's a morning digestion. Okay, so got a lot of social justice warriors stories today for some weird reason. I don't know. They seem to come in waves. New York schools, a hotbed of anti-white. This is about the school's chancellor, Richard Carranza, has made whiteness toxic inside of the school system. Mainly we're talking about administrators here, but I suppose it makes its way into the classroom as well. New York Times, that okay hand sign is racist. This came when a black guy who wrote the opinion piece, Doug Glanville is his name, he was calling a Cubs game, and some white guy in the background, you know, sort of photobombed him with a okay sign. And apparently we've now decided that's racist. I know there's reasons for it, but I just... well, this was good. Robert F. Smith, a hedge fund billionaire who happens to be black, gave the commencement speech at Morehouse College and announced the graduates he's paying off their loans, their student loans, every one of them. It's going to cost them about $40 million. So that's good. This is a terrible story. A transgender story. He wanted to be she. It did not play well in Dallas. First, she was beat up in April, and now she has been found shot dead. And this is all in the black community. It's Malaysia Booker was her name, and this all played out in the black community, and it doesn't go over well there. The SAT's adversity rating is a way to be racial without mentioning race. That's in the New York Times. Oh, by the way, the he-she story was in the New York Times. It's everywhere. It's all over, you know, in Dallas, obviously. Washington Post, shocking surprise. Navy discovers when it puts women on submarines, the men want to have sex with them. Amazing. Just shocking, shocking. De Blasio, this is in the Wall Street Journal. De Blasio's Green New Deal for New York City will bankrupt apartment owners. I'm not talking about the building owners. Yeah, it'll hit them pretty hard. But if you own a condo or a co-op apartment in New York City in one of the older brick buildings, you know, you're going to be subject to hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines if you don't retrofit your apartment to use less energy. I mean, this is, this is a deal. I mean, I was used to say when I lived back there, if you didn't have a thousand gallons of oil in a tank, you were going to freeze to death. De Blasio's causing big trouble for New York, even though he's going to be gone soon. Politics, Philly.com, Biden promises unity. AP News, Biden rejects Democrats' anger. Washington Post, Democrats wanted an angry candidate. Then Biden came along, not angry. You're starting to see this. Biden is playing on the race to the middle, and nobody else is doing it. And maybe that's what Democrats really want, despite what we read from in the New York Times and the Washington Post. Willie Brown attacks Kamala's campaign, says her staffers are too touchy. Willie Brown, of course, was dating Kamala Harris. That's how she got into big time politics. Dating, of course, a euphemism for you know what. New York Times, Kamala Harris's big plan for gender pay equality indicates to me that she's still struggling. She proposes to fine companies that don't pay equally. Washington Post, Mayor Pete's Fox Town Hall, he attacks Tucker and Laura and says he wants to get to Fox voters. I still don't understand why this guy is a presidential candidate other than the fact that he's gay. I mean, you know, if he was a straight guy with two kids and a wife and the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, would anybody be paying attention to him? Seriously? New York Times, no economic recovery for Youngstown, but it is sticking with Trump. And, I mean, this, you know, this is one of those times where the New York Times sort of admits what everybody else knows, and that is that even if Youngstown is not experiencing an economic revival, they love seeing Trump, quoting the piece now, punching China in the face. And it's something that, you know, they wanted somebody to punch China in the face for a long time, and here's Trump punching China in the face. Good. They're going to vote for him. Meanwhile, in Politico, they report Trump team scrambles to reverse a slide in the Rust Belt. Well, one of the two stories is true. I'm not sure which. New York Times, which holds a bitter grudge against Trump and Republicans and the South, column says, let go of your grudges. Tech. Social media pollution expected to be worse in 2020 than it was in 16. This is the New York Times. New York Times, your car is collecting data on you. You may not want that, but you can't stop it. Also in the Wall Street Journal, despite the flops of Uber and Lyft, the IPO boom is going to continue. I think that they said they're 94 unicorns. Those are companies worth $1 billion. Privately held, that will be going through IPO soon. So there's a bunch of them. It's going to make people in San Francisco ridiculously rich. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. The Washington Post discovers there is a crush of migrants on the border, and it's reached a crisis stage. Jeez, who knew? Amazing. New York Times, they've been running this story all weekend long, up in a top position. The taxi medallion scam that screwed poor immigrant drivers. This is, you know, at one point, a medallion to operate a taxi cab in New York City cost $1 million, and people bought them. And the banks just ripped them off. And you know, we're hearing these stories of taxi driver suicides, and that's the reason. New York Times, guess what? When you hit 60, your employer's going to dump you. You thought it was 65. No, it's really 60. And usually they get rid of you by the time you're 62. So this is a story about preparing for your retirement because it's going to come quicker than you think. And I can tell you from personal experience, that's true. On my 60th birthday, boy, the atmosphere at Fox changed really quick. And by the time I was 62, they were ushering me off the set and onto radio, which was fine. I mean, I saw it coming, and I was prepared for it. But the rest of you, just be aware, when you get to be about 60, those companies are going to try to dump you. And guess what? They can. All right, so that's the morning digestion. There are other stories, you know, I'm sure there are, but they bored me. You can look at the papers and figure out for yourself if I left something important out. I don't think I did. Anyway, podcast later this afternoon.